Carl Sandburg College recently brought together two groups with different backgrounds to awaken their creative sides.
Should I be good? Look.
On a cold Saturday morning, pieces of hot metal were fused together in the welding room. Students in Sandburg's welding program paired off with art students to create unique works from scrap metal. Art student Erica Vandale says this helped her see a new way to create art.
I want to get into 3D design in the spring of next year, so I think I'm going to take a welding course in the fall so then I can kind of just go on my way.
Vandale worked with welder Cody Peppers to create a steampunk clock statue. Pepper says the collaboration gave him experience and techniques not taught in welding classes. Welding Club advisor Ralph Wilt says the event shows welders the different ways their craft can be used and how to work with someone to get the job done.
The welder also can tell them, yes, we can do this, but we're going to have to add a brace here, or we're going to have to do something here, or it's not going to hold together. So basically the welder becomes kind of a semi-engineer telling them that, yeah, we can do it, but we're going to have to take part of your art away in order to do that.
Teams did not have long to complete their work. They were given 7 hours to search through the scrap metal and build from what they collected. Art director Lisa Walker says the time limit forced students to think and create on the fly.
It's not a matter of I can spend 10 years and make this perfect. You've got a very short time.
Four pieces were completed. One featured a ballerina dancer made out of pipes. But the one chosen as the best was the steampunk clock by Vandale and Peppers. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.